from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Quick learner. Okay, let's start with that. So that's impressive, you know, to show up and be able to play multiple spots. And it's not just knowing your assignment, but I think he's done a great job of executing a technique. That makes sense, because there's nuances with routes. I think that was something I wasn't expecting. So that was what I'm excited about. And obviously his speed shows up and his length.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We're getting you some news from the Nest. You just heard from Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken there talking about fourth round draft pick Devontaze Walker, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. Vinny, I know you had a rookie report on him before the draft, and now that he's on the team, what do you think about him?
Well, I'll read my first report.
Yeah,
I'll read my report on him, and then I'll give you my feeling on him, and you can give yours from what I say in the report. Now, Devontaze, North Carolina. Junior, 33 1/4 arm, 9 1/8 hand, 6'1.5", 193, ran 4.36, a 1.54 10, which is explosive off the ball. Cordell, how about a 40.5 vert? 40.5 vertical. That's unbelievable. 11.2 broad jump. That's freakish. Those two numbers are freakish. And here's the thing about the kid is, 2020, North Carolina Central, did not play, school canceled the season. Then he went to Kent State, 2021, played 8 games as a reserve, had 5 catches for 124 yards, averaged 24.8 with a touchdown. In 2022 at Kent State, started 12 games, 58 catches, 921, 15.9 per 11 touchdowns. Then he transfers to Carolina, and NCAA won't allow him to play right away. So he became eligible October the 5th. So he didn't get a chance to practice or do any of those things with Drake May. So he played 8 games, 6 starts. 41 catches, 699, 17.1 average, 7 touchdowns. So that was pretty good production at the time. Mack Brown told me before the draft, who's the head coach at North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Mack about him, and Mack says, you know, I got this kid, Tez Walker, and who's probably going to be a third-round draft pick, but I told him if he stays another year, he'll be a first-round pick. And he came out and he was a third-round draft pick or fourth-round draft pick. So his strengths, size, speed, length, He'll go up and get the high ball. Good line awareness. He can run by people. He's used on reverses. He has a burst. He can adjust to the deep ball. He can accelerate to the ball in the air. Great takeoff, which 154 says. Ability to break some arm tackles. Good concentration. Can win contested catches. Four receptions for 74. Four receptions for 70 yards against Wiggins, Cordell.
Mm.
Four game average over 20 yards per. Weaknesses. He can add more weight. He'll need some route development. Not much make you miss in space. He'll need work getting in and out of cuts. Long strider. He'll need to get stronger. Needs to work versus press coverage. In summary, I said this kid has elite speed and vertical ability. He'll need to get stronger and develop his route tree. Must get better under control to get in and out of cuts. Has not played a lot. I think he has a huge upside. And I think pretty much what I said there about his strengths, weaknesses, summaries, I think you can see those things when you're on the field because you see him run deep. You see that burst. You see that. You see 81. He wears 81s for the Ravens. I mean, he shows up. The thing he still needs to work on is because he's got a little stiffness in his ankles or hips, getting in and out of cuts is difficult for him. So I think what the Ravens will use him a lot on early on, Cordell, vertical. I mean, get that 4.3 speed. Mm-hmm. And plus, he can go get it. Lamar, you can throw it as far as he's going to go get it. And then crossing routes. You know, routes where he doesn't have to put his foot in the ground, plant, and do those things. Because I think the kid's going to get better and better. And like I said, you know, like the backup guys would go over on the other field during the minicamp stuff. And looking down over the other field, I said, damn, that was a big play. Oh, 81 again. Mm-hmm. You know, and he just kind of showed up a lot. And I'm anxious to see it. It's good for him that he's going to be here Saturday and, you know, and he'll get a ton of work with Lamar starting Monday or Tuesday. So I got high hopes for him.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that out of this class that can carve out a role for himself. It may not be the biggest role, but like you said, if that role is just simply being the guy that takes the top off the defense, stretches the defense out and opens it up for guys like Zay Flowers to run some dagger routes or to run those deep crosses and stuff like that, then he's done his job and it gives them another consistent deep threat. And what I've been saying is giving them an on-time deep threat, a guy that can, like you say, use that 4.3 speed to get down the field. And I'm hoping that the Ravens in general take a step forward in their on-time passing game. Because last year, the deep ball really only showed up in the scramble drill a lot of times. It wasn't like Lamar's five-step drop and all of a sudden he's letting it go a lot of times. At least they didn't have a lot of success with that. So I think Tez Walker can kind of be that guy, maybe where Rashad Bateman lacked on getting some of those deep balls, him and Lamar connecting on those, maybe that's where Tez Walker could come in.
Well, and I thought after the season, the biggest thing that Lamar had to improve upon was the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he got to improve on the deep ball? He's got to get more air under it. You got guy that runs 4.3. Get it up in the air. Because I said he's got great acceleration to the ball. Let him go get it. Give him a chance. If you throw a flat ball, you're not giving him a chance at all. So that's what Lamar needs to work on, too.
I do like the fact that we've seen he, and I know we'll talk about TJ Tampa at 1:30, do the same thing with him, give you a report on him. But he and Tampa were kind of locked up together a lot throughout camp, and it gave me a lot of the vibes that I got from Isaiah Likely and Kyle Hamilton their rookie year, that offseason in camp. They were matched up quite a bit. And you know, for a while, Isaiah Likely was eating his lunch.
Oh, no doubt.
You know? And after a while, I think really after that practice, that open practice at M&T Bank Stadium, Kyle Hamilton really turned it around in terms of that matchup between the two. And to this point, we've seen Tez Walker kind of win that battle with TJ Tampa. But I liked the fight from Tampa on the back end of camp. He started to win some reps as well. But I do think that those two competing against each other as much, even him going up against Wiggins and some of these other corners, will be good for a guy like Tez Walker, who, and I hear you, Mike Brown, saying that, if he had stayed, maybe he would have been drafted high. And I mean, the potential is there with the kid. I think that's clear. But I think he's a guy that, because the potential is already there, just him getting to this level and getting that professional coaching will also kind of help him reach his potential.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's going to be interesting is when they get pads on, you know, because I'd said he needed work against press and stuff, and that's the thing that Tampa does so well.
Yeah, these guys haven't been able to really get any type of physicality on the outside.
Right, yet. And like you said, we'll talk about Tampa at 1:30, Cordell, but I think he's going to be better with pads on than he shows out there, because the 4.52 shows up out there. You see guys run by him.
Yeah.
Whereas if he can jam dudes at the line of scrimmage, and you know, because he's a big guy, I think he's going to feel much more comfortable.
Right now, what's your gut telling you will be the Ravens wide receiver depth chart when we get to week one? Who's making this team as a wide receiver right now in your mind? We know Zay.
Bateman. Aguilar.
Right.
Wallace. And Walker.
That's the five?
That's my five. And do they keep six? Well, Wallace is because of team, so he's always going to be active on game days. And then is there another guy of the guys that's great teamer that Chris Horton says, hey, I got to have this guy? I don't know. Is it the returner? The little fast dude?
Oh, that they signed.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. But he hasn't been at camp yet. We haven't gotten to see him yet. But Deonte Hardy.
Yeah.
He's a bubble guy for sure. But Malik Cunningham, I thought he had a better camp than I expected him to have.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's another one. He would have to do something on special teams to make this team. It wouldn't just be strictly wide receiver for him.
Well, those guys, they've got to take advantage of the three preseason games. That's what they've got to do. They got to make plays. They got to make it where you say, we got to find a place for this guy on the team. He's got to be on the team. And like you said, then all of a sudden, if you see a guy like that, or they're all going to be on teams, but we may see him, all right, he's getting more reps in the preseason on special teams. Why? Because they're trying to find a place for him if he's going to make the team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.